Bob DiBiasio recounts the 1920 death of Cleveland baseball player Ray Chapman.
Not having lived in 1920, being born in 55 as I was, I would have to admit that having Ray Chapman is the only player in the history of baseball to be killed on the baseball field. And he was a Cleveland Indian player, a star player, was hit by a pitch and died that night in the hospital. If I have my story right, he died either that night or the next morning or there. But he's truly the only player ever in the history of the game who has died from an injury caused on the baseball field. If you are a baseball fan at all, there is a phenomenal book. And it's not really a baseball book. It's a book about two people. It's a book called The Pitch That Killed. And it takes the life of the guy who threw the ball and the life of Ray Chapman a year before the event. And it just parallels until that night in that game where that pitch struck Ray Chapman in the head. Sad story, because Ray Chapman was a, let me think who I can equate him to. Might be like a Omar Vizquel kind of guy in our, that very handsome, everybody adored him. And the big debate then is part of the book, which makes it so interesting, is the father-in-law wanted to make him CEO of the company because he was a very brilliant young man and have him quit the little game of baseball. Don't be playing baseball, because back then it was still brand new, relatively. And he ends up being killed.